Listener Production.
Morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. Hamas has accepted a temporary ceasefire put forward by Qatari and Egyptian officials. However, it's unclear if Israel will agree to the truce. The release of more hostages in Gaza is believed to be a part of the deal. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby says the US is reviewing the response but has refused to give details.
I'm just not going to get ahead of the process. We want to get these hostages out. We want to get a ceasefire in place for 6 weeks. We want to increase humanitarian assistance. And the last thing that I want to do is say anything at this podium that's going to put that process at risk.
The girlfriend of one of the Aussie brothers killed in Mexico has led tributes overnight. Callum Robinson's partner, Emily Howarth, has posted a series of photos to social media saying her heart is shattered into a million pieces and she will love him forever. Callum, his brother Jake, and an American friend were killed in an alleged carjacking while on a surfing trip in Mexico. All of the big four banks are expecting the RBA to keep rates on hold today. The board will meet later this morning to discuss the cash rate, which currently sits at 4.35%. ANZ economist Madeleine Dunk says borrowers shouldn't be ruling out a rate hike just yet.
There is a risk that we do see a rate rise, although we think that that risk is relatively small and the most likely outcome is that the RBA does keep the cash rate on hold at 4.35%.
And celebrities will hit the red carpet in their wildest outfits today for the iconic Met Gala in New York. This year's theme, Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. In NRL, with captain Adam Reynolds already sidelined, replacement half Jock Madden is also expected to miss Brisbane's clash with Parramatta on Friday night. Teammate Tyson Smoothie says it'll allow young gun Ezra Mam to step into big shoes.
Yeah, I think he's ready. He's a freaky footy player, so I think he could just do whatever on the footy field.
And the Sydney Roosters have joined Penrith in chasing the signature of star Titans forward David Fifita, who has until Thursday to activate a clause in his contract to stay on the Gold Coast. Taking a look at AFL, the Crows have reportedly sounded out Patrick Dangerfield about a return to Adelaide. The Geelong captain is out of contract at season's end. Well, GWS won't be appealing Callum Brown's three-match bump ban, but teammate Lachie Ash has told 10 he still thinks it's a bit unlucky.
I think the 3 weeks is pretty stiff. Like, it's a contact sport. It's an act within the game. I think that there needs to be a place for, you never like to see anyone get hurt, but there needs to be a place for accidents in the game.
Taking a quick look at weather across the country, showers and 24 in Brisbane, also a wet one on the Gold Coast, and 23 showers in Sydney too, and a top of 22. Mostly cloudy for Canberra, getting up to 17. Morning fog, then mostly sunny in Melbourne, 17 the top also. Becoming cloudy for Hobart, 17 the max. Sunny for Adelaide and 23 blue skies and 26 for Perth. Tune in to the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.